Jerry Bader Show, 1035. All right, we're going to take a few more calls on this because we received a very provocative email from what appears to be a young lady who doesn't understand what homophobia is. Rebecca in Green Bay writes, okay, before I, for those of you just joining us, I should tell you what we're talking about. Michael Sam, who's come out as gay, he's a football player, is going to win the ESPY Arthur Ashe Award for Courage. I would argue, and a caller argued, Tim Tebow is more deserving of it because Michael Sam has taken, he's had nothing to persevere. Since doing this, he's been nothing but a rock star. Tim Tebow's been mocked and ridiculed. He's had to endure much more for wearing his religion on his belief. Here's what Rebecca writes. And this is what the intellectually vacant do. When they have no real argument, they either play the race or the homophobia card. Because they have no, she can't possibly defend her position any other way. So here's what she says. The homophobia of you and the people who have called into the show today is exactly why what Michael Sam did is important. What homophobia? Name one homophobic statement that has been mentioned so far. Here is her definition of homophobia. If you don't put gays up on a pedestal, you're homophobic. If you don't treat them special, you're homophobic. I'm sure she holds the same belief that if you don't give minorities an unfair racial advantage, you are being racist against them. If you don't allow them to use race in a racist fashion to get an advantage in school admissions, then you're racist. If you don't think they deserve special treatment, you're racist. If you don't think Michael Sam should be put on a pedestal just because he's gay, you're homophobic. Nobody, not I or anybody calling, has said one homophobic thing. I have no problem with Michael Sam being gay. I have no problem with him being in the NFL. He came out as gay when there was no reason to come out as gay. It was completely self-serving. She has no idea. Oh, this is a great point. What would Brian just emailed something that borders on brilliant, in my opinion. Listener Brian writes, imagine if Tim Tebow came out as gay today and Michael Sam suddenly said he was a born-again Christian. How would the two be treated by the media then? Rebecca, you are completely misguided. You didn't hear one homophobic thing. In fact, Rebecca, I will, and I mean this sincerely, I will give you $50 if you can email me with one homophobic thing you heard me say. I'll speak just for me. I didn't hear anything homophobic from listeners, but just from me. I'll give you $50 if you can email and tell me one thing I said that's homophobic. Jerry on the road. Jerry, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. You kind of just started to skirt my issue here. My call is maybe taking this in a slightly different direction, but I do have ultimately an answer for your question about the two individuals involved. First of all, just to reference what a couple of earlier callers mentioned, one mentioned homosexuality as an alternative lifestyle. Another person referred to it as a belief system. I would take exception with that this is something that a person is born this way. No less than you and I are born as heterosexuals. And I look forward to a day in this society, in this world, for that matter, where coming out is not a newsworthy item. It's a recognition of how somebody is. If people don't believe this is the case, I would challenge a heterosexual person to tell me the time and the date when they decided they were heterosexual and not something else. That being said, again, I would say that Tim Tebow then is probably more brave for his stance, especially in the society where religion is criticized and ridiculed and downplayed and marginalized in so many different ways, that he in fact was a braver person. And as far as the football player being homosexual, again, I would hope that this is a non-issue eventually in our society and in our world.
Well, I don't know that it's a big an issue, though. See, here's what Michael Sam is saying. Thanks a lot for the call. I wish this didn't have to be an issue. You made it an issue. By the way, Chris is right. I should not give Rebecca $50 for emailing. If she wants the $50, she's going to have to call the show and defend her position. But to make sure it's her, she'd have to give Jason her last name, which we have. So, Rebecca, if you think you have, you can back up your argument that I didn't hear anything homophobic from listeners, but if you think I said anything homophobic, and you can call and tell me what it is at 406-1360, 888-455-1360, I'll give you 50 of my own dollars. But you will have to call on the air. Oh, Jason's got a little message here for Rebecca. This is actually a very good point. Geez, I'm going to read this word for word, what Jason is writing right now. Geez, Rebecca, he's willing to pay you $50 and not take me to lunch. I just got the email on Restaurant Week in Green Bay. We're going to be involved again and give away things to people statewide. You know I'll buy you lunch at Restaurant Week. You know that. Well, it's cheap. So you say I'm cheap. It's a marriage made in heaven. All right, I'm going to move on to other things. I'm going to give Rebecca 3 minutes to put her mouth where my money is, or my money where her mouth is, however you want to say it. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 1042.
Jerry Bader Show.